We zouden het ook in Helico, Das is steeds de Rocho. After we went through Das Atzmenu, so the Alishur started to sketch out on a halach of a person being misaken themselves. And made a roadmap that's based on a ladder that goes up, which is based on the four yisaitis that a person was created from. Afar, Mayim, Ruach, and Esh. When a person, the Midas Royis, which, and there's a Seder and Avoida. The Midas Royis that comes from, is first of all, there's a few things I just want to stress. If the Alishur Shtal Devek, all the way at the beginning, that the goal is to get to Simcha Mitech Avodas Hashem, so you also Shtal Devek, you have to know which Midas are operating inside of you. That means the road to Simcha, the path to Simcha, which is a form of Shleimus or harmony inside a person, goes through Tikkun HaMidas. That's really the stress of everything that he's saying over here. At the end of the day, it's totally on Tikkun HaMidas. The Midas are rooted in different Yesaidas that a person comes from. And the Seidat Dvorim is, you have to start from the bottom up. The bottom up means the bottom is total domination by the Guf, and the top is that you've reached a place of Ruchnius. So the Midas block a person from connecting to Ruchnius. A person came into the world to be Dovakin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Dovakin Terosai, which is a form of being Dovakin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs are a form of Dvekas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed is a form of being Dovakin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as much as a person attaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh, that's the amount of shaykhus that he has to the Nen and Mizim HaShchin and Olam Haba. So everything we do, I'll tell you about the way that Gnus Vasodim, those are different ways of being Dovakin in the Eibishta. What blocks a person from being Dovak in Ruchnius, which includes the whole package of the Eibish, the Torah, Mitzvahs, and Hashem Chesed, these are all varied ways of being Dovak in the Eibish. A person does Chesed, a person is Vidavakta Bedrochov, Halachta Bedrochov, we're being Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by following in his path. Torah is the highest level of Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening, we're being Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What blocks a person from this Dvekus is Midas. And the Midas go from the bottom up. The bottom is the Midas which are rooted in Ofer, which is the general heaviness that includes depression and laziness and Shvashlaparai. That's the Aleph Beis. That's the first ladder when a person goes from being Dovuk in Gashmias to being Dovuk in the Eibishto and Ruchnias. It starts with Ofer, which is partially the domination. So that's the first step. Once a person, quote unquote, gets out of bed, we'll call it, and a person has overcome in a basic way the Midas, the bad Midas which come from Ofer, then a person has to deal with level 2, which is Mayim. We spoke about it last week. The side of Mayim is the side of not using the pleasures for the right things. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's not completely dominated by the Gof. He gets out of bed. He fought Atzmos. But he has to fight the running after and the Shkios and being sunk in to Gashmi's pleasures, because Gashmi's pleasures means Vaita. He's being Dovakin, as he's not being Dovakin in the Ruchni, as he's not being Dovakin in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So as much as, it means like, it's a person who's lazy, a person who doesn't get out of bed, a person who gets out of bed but doesn't operate with the Kodesh, is his Bechal not in the ballpark? Is that Bechal in the interaction with Ruchnius? A person who does get out of bed, a person who takes the initiative, but is Shakur and physical Kashmir, is also, to a large extent, not connected. So now we climb the ladder. We get to the third group of Midas, and that is Ruach. What's that? Perek Hamishi. Me'ata onu magiyim liyesoid ha-ruach she'yeser ruchni mishnei koedo. So think about it. A person, let's say, in the big picture, overcame asus. So he's in the ballgame. He's interacting with the world. But he's interacting with the world of Gashmias. He's sunk into the world of Gashmias. Okay, so a person, on some level, minimize it. He cut down. He's not totally Shakur and Gashmi. That's not all he talks about. He says over here on page Kuf Ayin Vov, Ben Aliyah Einay Medavir Klal Al Iske Achila. Ben Aliyah doesn't talk about food. Very interesting Hagdorah, by the way, that knocks us out, basically. Ben Aliyah doesn't talk about food. You want to know what's a Ben Aliyah, right? People call for Shaduk. People ask me, is the guy Ben Aliyah? It's a question sometimes I get. I'm not sure what they mean, I'm not sure what I mean. Some people, I don't know if they know what they mean. Right, he says over here, Abenali doesn't talk about food. Why not, by the way? I don't know what's wrong with talking about food. It's Niflaus HaBoyri. Right? It's Mamish Pile player. Ela im kein letzor brios, either for health, or l'chvoid Baal HaZabayis, or in honor of the Baal HaZabayis, right? You say thank you, it was good, it was gewaltig, it was delicious, it was fantastic, it was moiridik, nothing like it ever. Ben Aliyah ain't a midaber klal iske momen. Ben Aliyah doesn't talk about money, he doesn't talk about guilt, he doesn't talk about rich people, he even doesn't talk about Torah Gedula. He doesn't talk about money, Ben Aliyah doesn't talk about money, yeah. None of us. You have a need for it, for a statement. Well, why is that called a bad aliyah? What's wrong with talking about food? Besides the fact, I have a cash on that aliyah, sure. If you can't talk about food, you can't talk about money, so what's left? A big problem. Lashon Hara pastors, I guess he didn't even bother with that. So if you knock out Lashon Hara, you knock out food, you knock out, what do you call it? So what's left? I guess the road trip in Merazman, that's what's left. So you talk about it a whole year. That's why the Lord talks about it a whole year, because the Lord wants to be B'nai Aliyah. They don't talk about food, they don't talk about money, they don't talk about guilt. So they talk about vacation. If he doesn't say it over here, I guess that goes into Ben Aliyah. Ben Aliyah talks about vacations all the time. We already arrived at Perek Hamishi, we took care of that. We took care of the guy who's not doesn't talk about food all the time. He doesn't talk about money all the time. He sometimes takes a break. He's out of bed, he's learning, he's steiking, he's growing, he comes to davening, he's active, he learns B'yu and every Gemara that Tosis brings down, he's not lazy, he looks it up, he hovers over it, Agansa Das. So what's this third guy? What's Ruach? Yisoyed HaRuach, why? Yisoyed the Dvorim B'teilim B'asorim. The chelik of the person that comes from a Ruach is the Yisoyed of Dvorim B'teilim. Back on page Kuf Mem Zayin for the one or two of you that have Aliyah Shor, you'll see he brings a chart of the four Yisaidis. So Yisaida Afar is Atzlos, Yirush, heaviness. Yisaida Mayim is Chambas Momin, Money, Kinna, Taiva, Avas Loshim, everything that comes from looking for pleasure. Yisaida Ruach is Sifa Betela, which includes Hanifa, Shaker, Loshon Hara, Spiros, talking Shtiot by yourself and by everybody else. And Sam Sifa Betela, that's coming from the Ruach. So this is a Murder Gazach. Yisoyed HaRuach, Yisoyed HaDvorim Betela Basur. Rambi, now, it's very interesting. When you arrive at stage three, you're already not in Gansim, Sokim, Gashmius. You got the guy out of bed. He's not Shakur in Gashmius because he stopped talking about food and money the whole time. He speaks about other things on his mind. So he's not Shakur in Gashmius. He already overcame the Midah of Mayim. So we're talking about somebody who's climbing the ladder, who's getting closer to Ruchnias, closer to the Eivishta, closer to the Emes. So what's his business with Dvorim B'teilim? This is a Mori Dekachidish here. Shimon B'noy Eimer, in the end of Paragraph Office, Ko Yome Gedalti Ben HaChachamim V'lematzotzi L'guf Toiv Mishtika. All my years I grew up at HaChachamim, I never found something as good as Shtika. So after Maral, Vei Tifazach, which I want to, he says a huge Chiddush, which the Eilam doesn't know. Nefesh ha-midaber esu korach gufni. Sha-dibur korach gufni ve-ene sikhli lagamri. Lekach worla ha-shtika sholayov lidei toiz v'shibush. Kashi poil v'korach ha-dabri ve-vato korach ha-sikhli. Shi-yefshu shi-u poil v'etzel odem beiz dvorm eschalfen ha-sikhl ve-ha-guf. Lefichach v'korach ha-guf shu ha-sikhl ha-dabri poil ene ha-sikhl ha-yuni poil v'yov lidei toiz. This is a shocking zach to Maral. Maral says there's two parts of the sikhl. The sikhl ha-dabri, it's the intelligent part of a person that allows a person to speak, and the Seichel Yuni, which allows you to speak, which allows you to think. Seichel HaDabri, Seichel HaYuni. Look at the Maral. Seichel HaDabri is fundamentally a physical Zach. If you're busy talking, then you can't be Ma'ayim, because you can't do two opposing things at once. You can't operate your Seichel and your Guf at the same time. Now this is a huge Chiddush, because we look at talking as an intellectual exercise. He says, no, talking could also be a physical thing. So Sechel Adabi, who koyach, co-creates a physical koyach, hamenuge, which is, opposes the Sechel Ayuni, the Sechel of depth, of Iyun. Hadovra nathli moid. It's mamash shaki zach. Ulam besimas leiv mu'etes, but if you pay a little bit of attention, nathlim bam heitev. That when we talk, when we say things without Iyun and machshava, we say all types of things which are just physical things. Now, the chiddush of this is a shakizach, and I want to say two things about this. First of all, I'm not coming to say over here bechlal. I want to say a tifazach. I'm not coming over here to say over here bechlal that a person should talk sichas b'teilim. I myself am a well-known expert in sichas b'teilim. So I'm not coming to say that, but I want to say something else, and I want to explain the chiddush of this maral. What's so good about being quiet? Shtika. What's so good? Because if you're quiet, then your Sechel Ayuni can work. The Sechel Ayuni is a chelik of a kamimal inside of you. It's a chelik of the neshama inside of you. Now, this huge chiddush, we understand that if I'm sleeping, I'm not being ruchmias, I'm not being spiritual. If I'm shakurim gashmias, also not. If I'm all saying a chiddush that you could be talking, where you're not eating your 17th slice of pizza, and you're not deep asleep in bed under the blanket, and you're also megoshendik. Because you're talking with your Sechel Adabi, you're not being ma'ayin. That means the next step in being the tak in your midas is being the sak in the midah of ruach, which is moishach a person, albeit it's certainly a lot more ruchnius than atzlos. You're a lot more ruchnius than the guy who shakur in physical gashmius. But at the end of the day, it's a stira to real ruchnius because it's a koyach gufni. I'll give you a mashal, okay? Everybody knows, I'll give you a motion from our world, what he's saying. Everybody knows, for example, that if a guy doesn't get up in the morning, right? He gets up at 10 o'clock every morning, he goes back to take a rest in his dorm, because you have to rest in his dorm for a second Seder at 1 o'clock. And see, the guy's not on the program, right? He's sunk into Atlas, he's sunk into Offer, not more. A second guy gets up in the morning, and he eats a whole day, he chases Hanoi, chases pleasure, chases Gashmir, a whole day, that's his life, that's what he talks about. How do you know, by the way, what he talks about, right? Well, you have a guy in a diva, what are you talking about? Food and money, interchangeable, okay? So, that we understand. What about a guy who, this is what Dalai Shor was saying, what about a guy who's not an Atzlan, he's up in the morning, got down early, and he's not Shakur and Gashmir, he doesn't talk about food. But he said, Sicha B'teil, 2 hours a night at Dira. So how do we look at it? We look at it as, it's a waste of time. It's Bittul Torah, we'll call it, okay? But the Zach itself, we don't see anything negative about it. Because he's not an Atzlan, he's not a Baal Taiba. But what's he doing? He's not saying too much Lashon Hara, let's say. Okay, so what's he doing? What a Bacha wants, I want to ask the Bacha, what are you doing in your spare time? He was a guy who wasn't into this and that. He said he and his friends, they dab up. Which just seems to be a national pastime. Yeah. Well, I said, who do you dab up? He said, everybody. He said, you want to hear what I think about you? What they're asking about you in the deer? Is that what I'm talking about? Michael Tavis. I don't need to hear my praises. This is a deer where it wasn't going to be pleasant, so I didn't want to hear. Yeah. I don't look for COVID, I don't run after his youngest. So we look at Sichel B'Teila as a, we'll call it neutral, it's like Switzerland. No Atzlus, no Tigers. Waste of time at worst. We're all saying that. We're all saying if you're Shakur and Sichel B'Teila, that's a Gufni is the Gazach. It's a steer to Sechel Ayuni. You destroy, it's a guy who sits for 2 hours every night. I'm not talking about a Sichel B'Teila, which is recreational and relaxing and important. I'm talking about the officials, it's every night, 1:30 they start the parliament, and until 3 o'clock, until the Paschim, they take care of all the daily problems. Today there's a lot of things going on in the world, so these late night sessions are how the Olam is waiting to hear what the Olam and the demons have to say about what should be done, and what's going to happen, and what happened, and everybody knows that they know. The Vatoyus, by the way, that's what's more thinking about Bochur, and Bochur don't have Sekus. Every guy says, Ich weiß, ich sorg. It's 1:30 in the morning, he doesn't know what day of the week it is, and he doesn't he doesn't know the topic he's talking about. He's not even sure what the topic is, but he says for sure it's not like that. Sicher. The Maharal is teaching us that that's a stira to seichel hayuni, that's a destruction of your seichel. So on a gemisal level, when a person is overindulgent in sicha betela as a sport, not as a recreation, but as a way of life, it's like eating 17 slices of pizza. When a bacha told me, they talk in the day to the night, that's three pizza pies. So the guy said, what do you mean? It's intellectual. We were talking about very, very choshev atzachim. It's seichel hadabri, it's not seichel hayuni, that's a guf de gazach. It's on the ladder. You're climbing. We're getting closer to ruchnius. You're right. That's what's tricky about this. But it's still vital a stira to dveikus in the boyri, because you're activating the ruchnius gashmius part of you. The seichel hagdabri and the seichel hadabri at the end of the day is a physical phenomenon. So at the end of the day, it's going to be a block to dveikus boyri's baruch. That's why I have to read for you a lashon of the Goyin in Mishlei. The Goyin says, "Amal de Kazach." The Chol Dvar Verush. He says that everything has a ruach. He says, "Meshav." I'll read the line. It's so important. Coins in the end of Perak Aleph, Mishlei. Kol Dovah Shal Adam Beisa, everything a person does, Noisim Le Ruach Mimorim, they give you a Ruach in Yisdik HaKoyach. V'hu HaMeseyer Eisei Lassus Tchoram Oit Keah, that's what helps you do these things. Ezeh Ruach, Ein Enochev, Ein Oshokir, Ach Oisa, the Ruach demands you to do it. V'hu Nen Abizeh, you gotta have no from the satisfying the need of the Ruach. Yishol Nachas Ruach, Hein Bitvar Mitzvah, Ein Bitvar Avera. Zehu avera geras avera, a mitzvah geras mitzvah. The kol dvar avera shigdela, every avera that's big, kam a ruach avomi menu higdela, the ruach that comes is a big, umishavi yes avera. It says like this, you do a person does an avera, it creates a ruach, a mitzias a ruach in yes, which is bad, and that ruach demands, give me another avera. When you do that avera that the ruach demands, that satisfaction is, it gives you hanah, 1 minute. When you do a mitzvah, comes a ruach from a very heiliger place, and this avim oil the mitzvah, and then oil machmas and mitzvahs, and he gives hanah. The yedua. Now listen to this going. She mitzvah gedola mikol a mitzvahs yilimud haTorah. The biggest mitzvah is Torah, ulehepach, and the biggest avera is dvar b'teilum v'latzanus. She zeu hipuch haTorah. Why? Why? First of all, why? Because Torah is using the Seichel HaYuni, and the non-use of the Seichel HaYuni is Dvar B'Teilem and Latzanas. Yeah, I said no. The Hepuch of Torah is Dvar B'Teilem and Latzanas. Bald. The Lachain. Yesh Hanah Vidvarim B'Teilem V'Latzanas Yesem Yikol HaVeris. Here, Goyin, you have a heart attack. The Goyin says that there's more Hanah from Dvarim B'Teilem than any other Avera. Really? First of all, yeah, really, we know that. Tell me, there's something more Gishmak than a Gishmak Sichas B'Teilem Shalami Dechachom? Nothing. I can't imagine. As a car, as a house, as a taifa, as a food, nothing. A Gishmak Sichas B'Teilem with a little sprinkled on the Thomas. I can't even begin to describe such a pleasure. Like, there's no pleasure. By the way, I'm saying it, the Goyin says it. The Lachain, Yeish, Anah, Midvar, Betelum, Vulatzonis, Yeisim, Yikol Averis. I repeat. The Goyin says there's no greater pleasure in the world than Dvar Betelum. Why? The Goyin fact the Kasha Yeski, but there's no Ilam Hazeh in it. There's no pizza, there's no pastrami, there's no this, there's no road trip, nothing. But since the Ruach, I like, it works like this. The biggest Ruach of Kedusha is Torah. So the Ruach for Torah demands Torah, Torah, Torah. When you satisfy that, the satisfaction of the Ruach, says the Goyin, is the pleasure. So Vibal, the Hepech of Torah is Dvar B'Teilem. So the Ruach which runs that is what? Is a mega Ruach. So satisfying the need of the Misavah of the Ruach is the greatest pleasure in the world. Ukamayin Anaveya is like a well that Hippochatera Shikamayin Anaveya. Hano Machmashu Hippochatera. So what's the Hano from Torah Metelem? Because it's the opposite of Torah. That's the Hano. Yaveiru Gedela, and it's a Gevela Chaveiru. Say the Goyin over here, shocking way. By the way, the Goyin is saying what the Alishur was saying. He just didn't want to depress the Olam, so he didn't bring the Goyin. What's the Alishur saying? The Alishur saying is that Dvarim B'Teilim comes from a Ruach. Now, I'm not saying that the Olam should never talk to Dvarim B'Teilim, okay? The same way you have to take care of your goof and your neshama. So a person needs to talk. Chas v'shalom. We're talking about Dvarim B'Teilim as a profession, as a way of life. The gishmak of Dvarim B'Teilim. We're talking a different gishmak. I'm not talking about Dvarim B'Teilim's topic. It's totally normal, right? I met a bacher. Bacher, we don't know what's going on. Nisht. Normal, we talk, you're more of a mabriyas. He speaks about it himself later on because he got nervous. He was afraid that he speaks about it. Over here, page Kufayin Ches. Ena kavana bezash adam lo yedavir klal lo yichive b'didus tombas. Be normal, be more of a mabriyas. What does he mean? He means what it says over here. Top of Kufayin Ches. Leia tofsa plach apelach haidah. Leia grabbed onto the profession called haidah. Hapam oides Hashem. Rachel tofsa pelach hashtika. Right? Rachel lo yehigid. It's going to get to the Purim. Vamdu kol baneh, Binyamin, Shaul, Esther, Ein Esther Magedas, Rachel, Imenu, that didn't give away the secret of Leah, didn't give away the secret. So Rachel took a profession called Shtika, and Esther Malka Yarshin, that Miktsoya, that profession, Pelech, is a knitting needle. It means a profession, it's a skill. Fekich HaKasha, I understand. Being quiet is a skill. HaKasha on the Chazal. Being quiet is Sheval Tase. As a Rednish, I'm quiet. It's a skill, it's a profession. He says, yeah, it's a profession, it's a skill. So is talking. Talking is also a profession. There are people who are professional talkers. And there are people who are professional shaskins. Leia Tofsa, she grabbed on. There's a Miktsoya called quiet. Now all of you are wondering, these guys who are quiet, we live in such a chitzoniyistic world. We live in such a chitzoniyistic, a superficial, cosmetic world that anybody who's quiet by us is looked at depressed. As a kofer shidduch, you have a guy who's a quiet guy, and they call him shidduch. We say, listen, you don't want to say anything, but he's depressed. How you know he doesn't say anything? My sister is depressed. I've met, by the way, over the years, more bachim than all of you combined, and you should know that. I met both more quiet boys when they opened their mouths. It was like opening a treasure chest. They had that rich penis inside. So you'll ask me, so what were they doing the whole time they were quiet? You know what they were doing? What the Maral said, they were thinking. Big rash, big chiddush. Think, what does that mean? What does it mean to think? Think about what? Where my next meal is? Where am I eating my false Seder store? No, sechel ha'iyuni. Not about food, and not about money, and not about gedula, and not about fantasies. Thinking. And I've met many people who are quiet. They look like they're clinically depressed. They need to be sent away. And they weren't. They're healthy people that are world of what to say. Just they didn't have this ruach tumah called Dvarim B'Teilim. They didn't have to talk all the time. They don't have to talk all the time. You don't have to talk. We live in a world, you have to talk. If you don't talk, you're not. Talking is life. That's Seichel HaDabri. That's a chitzoniyistic life. It's a new form of kashrus, by the way. It's like a meat board of talking. The meat boards of talking is Dvarim B'Teilim in a wholesale way. Now, I didn't launch an attack over here on meat boards because I even said Dvarim B'Teilim, you need them a little bit. And I'm talking about it as a profession. As a profession. As a profession, as a way of life. There's a pelech, there's a profession called shtika. We look down on it today. You can't find people about have that world. Because, what's the guy doing while he's quiet? Why is this? He's depressed. Or maybe he's autistic. Who knows? The guy's listening. He's quiet. He doesn't talk. That's the shit-chistic world we live in. That's the shit-chistic world we live in, which one of the signs of the gashmias of the world we live in is the talking. The talking is a form of Kashmir. That's what the Maharal is teaching us. And the tikkun number three in climbing the ladder towards Rukhni is channeling the Koyach HaDibur in the right time, in the right place, in the right balance.